Living Waters for Thirsty Souls.
The Lord wants wise men and women, acting in the capacity of nurses, to comfort and help the sick and the suffering. It is for the object of soul saving that our sanitariums are established. In our daily ministrations, we see many careworn, sorrowful faces. What does the sorrow on these faces show? The need of the soul for the peace of Christ. Poor, sad human beings go to broken cisterns, which can hold no water, thinking to quench their thirst. Let them hear a voice saying, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Come to me that ye might have life." See Isaiah 55, verse 1, and John 5, 40. It is that thirsting souls may be led to the living water that we plead for sanitariums. Not expensive, mammoth sanitariums, but home-like institutions in pleasant places. The sick are to be reached not by massive buildings, but by the establishment of many small sanitariums, which are to be as lights shining in a dark place. Those who are engaged in this work are to reflect the sunlight of Christ's face. They are to be as salt that has not lost its savor. By sanitarium work, properly conducted, the influence of true, pure religion will be extended to many souls. From our sanitariums, trained workers are to go forth into places where the truth has never been proclaimed and do missionary work for the Master, claiming the promise, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." See Matthew 28, verse 20.